in Nashville. Cloudy skies right now, about a 70% chance of rain in the forecast today, and more rain through the weekend. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. People in Memphis say the city's Safe Task Force has attempted to surveil and intimidate them for documenting immigration arrests. In new filings, plaintiffs represented by the ACLU say they've been tackled to the ground, surveilled, and followed home by members of the task force, which is a collaboration of federal, state, and local law enforcement. The state's HALO law prohibits filming within 25 feet of an officer while they're conducting official business. Yesterday, the ACLU alleged the task force actions go beyond the law and amount to retaliation. Is asking the court to stop the task force from following citizens for filming immigration arrests. This week, Clarksville City Council had an intense discussion over a proposed 34% property tax increase for the next fiscal year. City officials say the new tax rate would bring the city to a structurally sound budget and provide adequate pay to police officers and firefighters. Some council members, like Brian Zacharias, think a 34% increase all at once is not the answer to the city's budget issues. But others, including Councilman Tim Chandler, indicated there isn't much choice. He said, quote, "It's time that we quit eating steak on a baloney budget." The city council will meet next Thursday to move discussions forward. The body of a 12-year-old girl killed in 1969 was exhumed this week in hopes of determining who killed her. Nora Kathy Jones lived in Nashville's Woodbine neighborhood. She was raped and murdered in what was supposed to be a walk to a nearby skating rink. Metro police say they'll now use technology not available in the